The situation in Taiz and around Taiz has been very complicated in terms of getting aid into the city or the governorate as a whole. So the significance of this operation is that for the first time we managed to dispatch 13 trucks from Aden into the city of Taiz. And also the fact that we are opening new partnership and starting new partnership with local organizations in Taiz. One of them is Yemen Development Network. And also we are very much trying to coordinate and complement each other's work when it comes to UNHCR work in Taiz or around Yemen, together with local organizations that are working on aid and relief. So that is the significance of this operation. And when it comes to regional partners, and not really partner, but when it comes to regional humanitarian organizations, you have Qatar and Emirates Red Crescent, as well as King Salman Center, that are very active in Yemen lately, and they are being very supportive. Therefore, we want to complement their work.
Can you describe how is the situation over there in Taiz?
The humanitarian situation in Taiz is very serious because there has been ongoing conflict for almost a year beside the siege that was on the city, and therefore it was very difficult for UN agencies, UNHCR in particular, as well as other agencies and humanitarian agencies to manage to get aid into the city. The number of IDPs in Yemen is 2.5 million, and a quarter of them, I would just mention the exact figure, which is 555,000 are in this governorate. So you can imagine the scale of the humanitarian need and crisis is quite huge. There is a massive destruction in the city, and also the infrastructure as well as the basic needs are not available. And at the same time, because of the ongoing conflict and shelling, the life and security is quite serious.
What are the challenges the UNHCR is facing to help the people in need over there?
Well, partly it is the security, and also sometimes we face some challenges when it comes to conflicting parties. Some cases it becomes very limiting when we try to reach an area. At the same time, we have the problem of funding. In 2016, UNHCR Yemen, they launched an appeal for 172.2 million. And so far, we only managed to get 7% out of the required amount, which is only 12 million. Therefore, given the humanitarian situation in the city and the massive need generally in Yemen, and especially in Taiz, one of the main challenges is the funding. We need, and to help the people, you need to have the resources. And if you don't have the resources, and again, if you don't have the security, and if you don't have access, then it's a major challenge for us to do our work. Therefore, we always call all parties to facilitate our mission and to allow our access and to help us reaching the people.